This is a podcast from the Royal Air Force Museum. For further information, please go to www.rafmuseum.org/podcasts.
Welcome to the Royal Air Force Museum podcast on William Rhodes Morehouse, the first man to receive the Victoria Cross for actions in the air. Citation reads, Second Lieutenant William Barnard Rhodes Morehouse, Special Reserve, Royal Flying Corps. For most conspicuous bravery on the 26th of April 1915, in flying to Courtrai and dropping bombs on the railway line near that station. On starting the return journey, he was mortally wounded, but succeeded in flying for 35 minutes to his destination at a very low altitude and reported the successful accomplishment of his objective. He has since died of his wounds. William Morehouse had been born in London in 1887. From an early age, he showed an interest in speed and machines and proved to be of an inexhaustible disposition. His wealthy background would allow him to be drawn early on to motorcycles, cars and engines, and perhaps inevitably from that developed an interest in aviation. In 1911, aged 22, he learned to fly, attending the Blériot Flying School at Hendon. At the same time, he teamed up with James Radley to design and build the Radley Morehouse monoplane, a development of the basic design by Louis Blériot. He became a frequent and well-known exhibitor at flying displays, but soon embarked on a tour of America. Here, flying a Blériot monoplane rather than one of his own designs, he took part in numerous races and rallies. Returning to England in 1911, he finally took and passed the Royal Aero Club test to receive his flying licence. The next year saw him flying in races and competitions in the UK, including the first aerial derby in June. Organised by Claude Graham White, this race took place over an 81-mile course around London, starting and finishing at the aerodrome at Hendon. Morehouse came third, behind the two pioneer aviators, Tom Sopwith and Gustav Hamel. He followed this success in July by setting a new world record. He became the first man to fly the English Channel with passengers. He completed a 130-mile flight, carrying an American journalist called Lederberg, as well as his wife of just a few weeks, Linda Morehouse, who had herself learned to fly in the 1930s. Clearly, Morehouse was a man who thrived on challenges. The year 1913 would see further adventures, although not all of them in the air. He took part in the 1913 Monte Carlo Rally, although his driving achievements were tinged with tragedy when he knocked over and killed a pedestrian in a motoring accident. Shortly before, he had himself been badly injured when a car he was travelling in crashed. This year, he also changed his name, for legal reasons, to Rhodes Morehouse. There would be a brighter start to 1914. In March, his son, also named William, was born. It soon became clear, though, that war was coming to Europe, and Rhodes Morehouse was not the type of man to hesitate. In August, he joined the Royal Flying Corps as a second lieutenant, and almost immediately was appointed commanding officer of the aircraft park at South Farnborough. Such a docile posting was not to his taste, and he became agitated for active service. On 20th March 1915, he got his wish, when he was posted to No. 5 Squadron at Merville in France. Equipped with Royal Aircraft Factory BE-2s, this unit carried out reconnaissance and bombing operations over the German front lines. Air power was still in its infancy in 1915. Aircraft, either aeroplanes or airships, had been conceived purely as reconnaissance vehicles. For decades, tethered balloons had been used to gain a bird's-eye view of battlefields and spy on enemy troops and movements. Since 1907, the British Army had also used airships, which could move more freely around the sky and actually go looking for the enemy. A year later, they had begun to experiment with aeroplanes for this same role, and in 1912 the Royal Flying Corps had been formed to be the eyes of the army. In 1914, the First World War broke out, and RFC units were immediately dispatched for use in France. They had proven to be invaluable in supplying information on German positions and movements. Soon, though, it had been realised that if an aeroplane can find the enemy from the air, they can also drop things on that enemy, and so the bomber was born. Initially, only very small bombs could be used, 20 or 25 pounds. Aeroplanes did not have the power to carry more weight than that. The two-seat BE-2, for example, could carry one 100-pound bomb, but only if they left the observer behind. It could not carry both of the crew members and the bomb. Rhodes Morehouse was only with his squadron for a few weeks when, on 22nd April 1915, the Germans launched the Second Battle of Ypres, using poisoned gas for the first time on the Western Front. The Germans made significant advances across this area of Belgium, and the RFC were ordered to do whatever they could to slow the Germans down. Bombing and strafing attacks were made all along and behind their lines to hamper movements and destroy communications. On 26th April, Williams Rhodes Morehouse was ordered to bomb the railway yards at Courtrai. He took off alone from Merville at 3:05 in the afternoon, carrying one 100-pound bomb in a BE-2B serial 687. Half an hour later, despite receiving heavy fire from the ground, Rhodes Morehouse attacked Courtrai at low level, dropping his bomb in the centre of the yards. In the process, he received serious wounds to his thighs, hand and stomach. Instead of landing, where he would have at least received medical attention from the Germans, Rhodes Morehouse determined to bring his machine and the news of the results from the raid home. Turning back from Merville, 35 miles away, he successfully landed at 4:15 p.m. and assisted in making his report before first aid was applied. His aircraft had been hit no less than 95 times, and Williams Rhodes Morehouse was himself grievously wounded. He died of his wounds the next day. Unusually for the First World War, his body was returned home and buried at Parnham House amid much ceremony. On 22nd May, the Order of the Victoria Cross was announced. This made him the first man to receive a VC for actions in the air. In remembrance of this act, the largely replica BE-2B at the Royal Air Force Museum's London site is painted to represent his aircraft, 687. A postscript to Rhodes Morehouse's story comes in 1940. His son, also William, had joined the Auxiliary Air Force in 1937. Serving with No. 601 Squadron on Bristol Blenheims, he participated in some of the early bombing raids against Germany. After re-equipping with Hawker Hurricane fighters, this squadron was sent to France in May 1940. He would fight through the Battle of France, based at his father's old aerodrome at Merville, and subsequently as a flight lieutenant during the Battle of Britain. He would be credited with shooting down at least 5, maybe as many as 9, enemy aircraft, and participating in the destruction of 4 more, before being killed in combat over Kent on the 6th of September 1940.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from the Royal Air Force Museum.